right, puck off. Come on, look at that. Joe Bartnick.
Hey, wow, the captain, Frazier, after hot off his return, what do you call it, return? Not your debut, obviously, your return to KLOS.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Boom, thank you, buddy. I mean, big time guest. You brought in the pipe hitters.
We had big George Lopez. And even Lopez was talking about the Kings, man.
Oh, right. Well, he likes hockey. He's a sports guy.
Yeah, he is. And he's
he probably golfs with all those clowns, right?
Oh, well, he does. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I mean.
He knows
yeah.
them all. And, you know, the thing I like is that he's excited because there's some Hispanic guys, you know, like Alec Martinez.
Yes.
Who are doing good, you know.
So. Oh, he's playing great, Martinez.
Yeah.
Really stepping up.
Man, that whole King team, they're impressive, aren't they?
They're tough. But you know what? Now people are just today someone just tweeted me. We're taping us on Monday. You'll hear it on Friday. And I'm calling. I called it in seven because I'm telling you, the Blackhawks, they're champs. They're not going to walk away.
No,
from this.
They're going to. No, you're right.
You know,
you're right. And you know, Taves has been saving them though.
Oh, Taves is the only guy that's playing. I'm not going to say playing hard, but he's the only guy stepping up. I mean, where is Sharp? Sharp wears an A. He's done nothing. Kane has played okay when he's with Taves, but other than that, in Hossa, I mean, Hossa has the puck. He's not doing much with
disappeared.
It. Sod's on the third line. I don't know. Maybe they're a little tired. I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, they have not run into a team like the Kings. I mean, it really is showing. I mean, you know, I mean, people punk the Sharks, but you know, I mean, the Sharks had them down 3-0.
Well,
you know what I mean? I mean, the Sharks were probably a very good team.
They are good.
You know?
They are good. And to do that to them was amazing. I think that's what got the Kings going. I mean, they're confident now that they can win anything.
Yeah, it's kind of like that NCAA team in March Madness that needs a buzzer beater to win or a buzzer beater to go off the rim and they win. And it's like they've seen death. They've stared death in the face. And now they're not going to be beat.
That's what I think is happening with Kings. And look at the balanced scoring, and they're just putting the goals in like crazy.
That 70s line, was it Jacob, our guest, Jacob Sheriff, that came up with the 70s line? I mean, I'm sure he's not the only one. But remember he said it's that 70s line? And look, that's the thing. Like, Pearson, who – I mean, the Penguins, we got to get the assistant GM of the Kings. I mean, look at all those rookies.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Toffoli is a second-year guy.
Toffoli, I've got to say, is awesome.
Toffoli is awesome. His sweet hands again, and just a good kid. But, I mean, Pearson is everywhere. He's like a video game. Like, every time he lights up, it's like you're the guy. You hit A, like the puck's at you. I mean, one shift, he was everywhere.
Yeah, he's playing great.
I mean, he's the forecheck. He's the backcheck. I mean, when you get guys and they're the perfect amount of old guys, but they're not old. You know, in Carter and Richards and Dusty's coming up now.
Dusty's starting to play his game, man. Yeah. You know, everybody was on him all during the year because he wasn't hitting, and that's his game is to hit. He's hit a lot of people in this playoff.
Oh yes, he has. And I'll tell you the other thing too is what really amazed me is Gabrick.
Gabrick, I love.
He is in on the forecheck. His goal, which was so pretty, the pass from Kopitar. He set it up with a strong forecheck. Now, I never knew he forechecked like that.
Well,
I mean, you have to when you play with Sutter, I guess.
But that's not his rep. You're right. He's usually a skater.
Yeah, but not like shied away from – you don't score as many goals as he does in the league and be not shy away from contact.
No, you got to – if you're going in front of the net like that, you're going to get –
But just his forecheck is just incredible. And then I'll tell you who else is Drew Doughty. Are you kidding
me? Come on. MVP.
MVP.
This kid.
Really.
Man.
I mean,
it reminds me of Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey with some a little more muscle and a little more defense, a little more checking. I'll tell you. I mean, if you're listening in Pittsburgh, just dream if Letang had 40 pounds and a brain. I mean, that's
hilarious.
That's Doherty. Really.
I like Letang too, man.
I know. I mean, everyone does. He's pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, but I mean, Doherty just, oh. Are you kidding me?
Well, he does both. You're right. Letang's almost more too much offense for a defensive guy, but I like him. But this guy does it both. He's really awesome.
And then Muzzin stepping in.
Muzzin's awesome, isn't he?
Muzzin stepping. I mean, just the whole – I mean, that's you know,
that team stepping up.
Yeah, and you know, and that's when every team looks at their fatal flaws. You know, I was with some Boston fans this weekend, and then I said, you know, hey, your third line was nothing this year. You got rid of Peverly and Sagan and whatever you want to say, whatever you didn't like, Party Boys or whatever you want to say, they got rid of them. Their third line was weak. You know, every team has an Achilles heel. The Penguins had no third or fourth line. You look at, you know, wherever you want to go, and you look at the Kings, they got no weaknesses.
Man, you're right. Whoever that assistant GM is doing.
Yeah. I mean, really... whoever's making Luke Robitaille's coffee, please send your resume to 66 Lemieux Place.
Wouldn't you like to get that guy?
Certainly would. Well, the Boston GM went to Vancouver, and we have no guest this week. We were going to get
the great Ian Bag,
but he we're having some phone difficulties. You know, no worries, Bag will be back, and I'm sure he's got a lot to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got to give props to the Kings coach.
Oh, Sutter's.
Sutter's a pretty amazing coach.
Yes.
You couldn't tell it in the press conference because he says two words. But, man, he must be pretty sharp.
He's like E.F. Hutton. They listen to those two words, right?
Yeah, this guy, he knows what he's doing.
Well, he said Brian Engblom, the guy between the benches, the anti-Pierre, the man that actually says something and you learn about hockey from.
Yeah, Engblom's good.
Yeah.
I like him.
He said a great thing, and it's a pet peeve of mine for Disco Dan, is he said Sutter teaches his guys to check. Did you catch that last night?
When a lot of coaches
teach their guys to defend, he teaches his guys to check. And Disco is the king of, he's defending, stick on puck, not taking the body. What do the Kings do? They take the body.
Well, they're big.
Yeah.
Kings are big and fast. They can hit you. And something else I noticed, they're well coached in terms of getting back. They get back.
Yes.
And a lot of teams, I think, forget to do that.
You know, and they get I'm sure they're coached that up like that. I mean, there's no lollygagging when Sutter's behind the bench. But I'll tell you this, though. That's also leadership. You know, when you see Jeff Carter get back, when you see Dustin Brown get back, when you see Kopitar get back, then, you know, the kids have to get back.
Sure. When your big guns are hustling,
it puts the pressure on the kids to do the same. It really does. But you know, once again, this series is so far from over.
Well, you know, I agree on that. I mean, listen, those Blackhawks are a great team. And they had a great season. They're not just going to fold.
No.
Especially going home. But I do think Kings have some momentum going.
I think so, too. Me saying it's not over is nowhere near a knock on the Kings. It's just a complete – I can't believe that Chicago's going to go down like that.
They're too good.
They have to have one last stand. I mean, their defense has not played particularly well. I don't know why, but, you know, I mean, they're getting –
I also think one thing is you got to clear those guys out from out front. And, they did a slow motion thing where they showed the Chicago defense fronting them, where they kind of front the guys coming in, but they aren't knocking them out of the – way. And it's hard with the Kings because they got some big dudes.
That's my point exactly. They're the captain coming through right there.
How about that breakdown?
That's exactly it, though. That's stick on defend in front, stick on puck, Disco Dan, you're down 3-1.
Yeah.
Sutter, defense means clear them out.
You got to clear them out, man.
It's the playoffs. They're going to let you clear them out. Maybe not in October.
You get Gabrick or Carter in front. They're dangerous. You better get them out of there.
Yeah. Gabrick's having a picnic. He's bringing a picnic basket to the front of the
He's subletting the crease.
Yes. But, you know, Duncan Keith, I think he's had a pretty bad series.
He hasn't been there.
And I was ready to give him the Norris Trophy, you know, in January and February. And he has not – and Seabrook has not played well.
Both those guys had a good year, but you're right. They're not playing up to par right now.
No.
And I think in general, the only one who really is Taves. And you know what? Their goalie is hot and cold. I think, you know, Crawford's a really good goalie, but he has his moments where he gets flustered.
You're right. And, I mean, that one time they had Carter standing there. He didn't see the puck. The puck was behind him. I mean, he got sunburned neck from the siren. Yeah. If you catch the one where Carter was fronting him, he didn't see anything.
Yeah.
You know, It's amazing. But, you know, well, you know, that's the thing. I thought Crawford's not going to steal you a series. And, you think maybe one or two games might be his fault. So, you know, he's due to bounce back.
He's a good goalie.
He's due to bounce back, you know.
And I think Quick's the best goalie in the league. The way he played.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's the best in the league, you know. And it's funny, you know, they go hot and cold, but he made some crazy saves last night, too.
He's crazy.
That's the thing. If you switch, as machine-like and as dominant as the Kings have been, it's almost like if you switch goaltenders, you could see the series 3-1 the other way. I mean, some of the saves Quick has made. And I mean, hey, Crawford got hung out to dry that 7-1 game or 7-2, whatever.
Yeah.
He can't stop. He was just getting shells.
He was getting shelled.
But, you know, it's interesting. I just see a big push in Chicago, and I see them coming back. And I don't know. I see them winning Game 5 and 6. And I really see the Kings, who are what are they like undefeated in Game 7s in the summer era, going into Chicago and winning Game 7. I just really, that's why I see it coming.
That'd be exciting, if it unfolded that way.
It really would be, because you know we're running out of hockey, Frage.
I know. We need to extend the series as long as we can.
I know. My wife is like, you're rooting for the Canadians, and I am anyway. I like Therrien, but you know, it's like, and then she's like, oh, you know, blah blah blah. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, I wanted to see 7 games.
That's for the show, man.
Only the Flyers do I root a 4-game sweep. I mean, everybody else, no matter who it is, I mean, or you know, the Penguins obviously to win, but I always want to,
yeah, you want to see the long series,
the most games, you know, getting, yeah.
Because otherwise, we're going to be interviewing baseball players on this show during the summer.
Yeah.
You know what?
How's your deck? We'll be interviewing Earl Skakel's deck hockey teammates.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you know what? It's been a great year. I keep telling you this. I'm impressed with the level of play. It's fast, and these guys are big. This era is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It really is. And so it's fun to watch this stuff. You want to see the series go as long as they can. And I think that Montreal Rangers series would be going a lot longer if Price was still in there.
Yeah, that's your guy. It just took such a luster off of that series.
Yeah.
Now
there's been some controversy there.
Yeah, there sure has. Well, what did you think of the press did? I thought it was pretty clean, to be honest. I mean, it could have been a 2-minute interference call, but and you can go the other way, obviously, because people have been attacking me for thinking that. But
you know what? I thought it was borderline, and it could have gone either way. Stepan got a fractured jaw out of the deal,
right?
And you know, they were teammates and buddies. So that's pretty weird. But, the late hit, he's out. That's, you know.
It's still
a blue. Do you think it was a late hit?
I think it was maybe a step late. I just think, you know, and not to be, you know, Neanderthal and from the 70s and 80s, but I don't know. I just think it's the playoffs, and you're at the blue line with your head down and admiring a pass. I mean, it was not a blatant – it wasn't a blatant Matt Cook kind of, you know, he's running across the ice with his elbow out. I mean, it was a legitimately big time wake you up kind of hit. And, you know,
sometimes on a late hit, it's not intentional. It really isn't. You're just flying out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you can't get stopped in time.
But I just think, like, it was really shoulder. I know he broke his jaw, which, I guess apparently he might not have because. Or he's coming back to play. So I don't know. Taka played with a broken jaw, so I guess that's why
he's a hockey player.
Man, yeah, so he probably does a broken jaw. But it really seems shoulder to chest. He didn't seem like he was targeting. If he was targeting that's a different thing. But the ensuing part of that is really funny because our guest last week, the great Joe Kilgallen, was defending. What's his name? Carcillo, like he's a prince.
Yeah, right. Look what happened here, man. He couldn't get depressed, so he took on the linesman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a good move, man.
No, now he's out 10 games. That probably helps the Rangers to be, you know, Carcillo. But I mean, really, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, what was that?
What was that? And it wasn't even like it wasn't.
You're never going to win that one.
Nah, and it wasn't even like he's throwing him off to fight more. He just went after that. He literally tried to punch the linesman.
Yeah,
if you didn't see it, you could probably YouTube it. Out there, but yeah, so you know, I don't know, and it's just, I just think the whole thing. I mean, I'm not against the Rangers whatsoever, but it just seems like the whole thing is, it lacks the luster because of what you did to Carey Price.
Yeah, I feel that too. I think that's true, man. You know, and I don't know if that was cheap or not either. But as you know, Kreider's had some these issues before running goalies, and
if he didn't try to hurt him, he didn't try to get out of the way.
Yeah.
He wanted to mess with his head or get in his kitchen. Something.
Yeah,
you know.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now you knocked out the best player on the other team. The series ain't the same.
Yeah. And I loved Harry. I don't know if he should have said our best player got hurt, too. That it just seemed like the wind kind of got out of their sails.
Well, you're right.
And they were on fire.
That may not be the best thing to say.
You know what I mean?
Right. You're right. That's probably not the best thing to say. give the other team the feeling that, yeah, we got it. But, you know, it has affected the series.
It's completely affected the series. Although, you know, I thought Tokarski, I don't think game four was his fault. The overtime game. Well, I thought he played strong that game.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying he's not playing well, but I think it gives your team confidence to know you got a frontline guy in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I just think in general, I think, you know, I mean, hell, they won game three. Game two, it wasn't fair. I mean, he's not even their backup per se. You know, he's their third guy, and that's just who they went with. Kind of the barbecue Bruce theory of picking your goaltender.
Yeah, that was
sorry,
weird too.
Sorry, Michael Terry. Michael Terry would come in here and break my face.
You know, but I thought that you're right about barbecue Bruce. I thought that mixed up their emotions there. You keep pulling them in, putting them back in. That's not good for anybody. You pick a guy, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and stick with him.
Martin San Luis playing tough, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Always, though.
He got it going after his mother died.
Yeah.
He really did.
I will say one thing. I was really impressed that the team all went up to his mom's funeral. I thought that was classy.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Rangers are one of those, you know, they're classy. It's a classy organization. I mean, their owner's a moron. You know, but, you know, say they're it's a classy organization.
Yeah, I like the way they did that and backed up their teammate. You know, that's cool. Well, you know, Rangers, now what do you think happens against the Western champs if it's Rangers?
I think whoever plays is going to lose.
Five games?
Yeah, five or six. I don't know. I think something about – I mean, I don't think the Kings or the Blackhawks are used to being in the Garden. And I think there's going to be some travel issues, and I think Lundqvist is going to be tough. Yeah. And that's the thing. I hate to say it's tainted. It's not tainted, but I mean, because Lundqvist is playing ridiculous.
He's great.
He's great. I mean, that is going to be a goaltending.
That'll be he could keep them in the series.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you got to put 50 shots on him to get two or three by him.
Yeah,
so.
He's tough.
And I mean, the Rangers will. I mean, if they play at this pace. They'll score some goals against the Kings.
Well, you know, our buddy Steve Renazzisi, the comedian who's on that show, The League, ran to Steve last night at Comedy Stories in town. And
he wants to do Puck Off. We should have
had him. Yeah, we got it. Well, I asked him, and he's just
in town. He's shooting, probably.
Yeah. But he would love to do it, and he's a big hockey fan and Rangers fan.
Yes.
Which I'm surprised because he lives on Long Island. I thought he'd be an Islander fan, but he's – So he was saying to me yesterday, I think they can hang in there against the Kings. You know, he's telling me. He goes, because of Lundqvist. He's probably right.
He's right.
That keeps you in the game.
Yeah. We should have him maybe call in. Well, I know. That's why we can't have Bag from spacing out.
That's right. But, you know, here's a guy who's really pro-Rangers, and it's interesting to see. You know, he thinks they can give him a game.
Hey, anything can happen in hockey, especially when you have Henry Lundqvist as your goaltender.
The King.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, anything can – and what I like – and, you know, Vigneault's done a great job because they really started out, you know, in a shitstorm. They were on the road for, like, the first month of the season. They came back. Only the Flyers made it look better because they were doing even worse.
Right.
But they didn't fire Vigneault, and he really brought him along, and he got that team going, got him out of the Tortorella haze and believing in themselves and playing really well. But, you know – And then, you know, this is how, you know, dumb Tortorella was, though. He was healthy scratching Brad Richards. The guy was last year's playoffs. The guy only won a Conn Smythe in Tampa Bay. You know, I mean, as he's leading the charge, him and San Luis.
Yeah.
You know, And I'm just happy for San Luis because, you know, I think I love Steve Yzerman. You love Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
He got short shifted on that.
I think he did.
On the whole Olympic thing. He should have been in the Olympics.
Oh, that guy's a great player.
From the beginning. He's I don't a know great what player. The deal was. And I'm not to stick it to Stevie Y, but I'm happy for him for that.
Well, me too. And I think that was a mistake. I think this kid is a winner.
He's a winner.
Yeah. He's a grinder and he's talented. Yeah. You know, that's the guy you want on that team. Sure, that was a mistake. But he's showing it right now.
Yeah, he is. He's still playing.
Yeah.
I don't know if Montreal, it's almost like they slayed their giant. It's almost like two things happened. Like they got past Boston and then their goalie got knocked. It's almost like they got kicked in the stomach.
Well, I also feel
a couple times.
Well, that's true. But I also feel like they gave up once he got hurt. Not totally gave up, but they kind of went, if we win now, great. But, you know.
Yeah, I think, in the big picture, like, even if we beat the Rangers, we're not going to beat the Blackhawks.
Without our guy.
Right, yeah. Maybe, but they got Galchenyuk back. And, you know, he hasn't played most of the year, but that guy's talented. He's in that rookie kind of thing with Gallagher and
there's two ways. There's two ways you can go, Joe. You know, you can either say, all right, you know, we lost our guy, our top guy, we're done. Or you can mentally say, you know what, now we got to play extra hard in front of the new guy.
Right. I think they woke up. I mean, game three, they won game three and game four went to overtime.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're hanging in there. They're hanging in there, but it's tough without your top guy.
And Subban cooled off a little bit, not too much, but a little bit, you know. Yeah. And
he's creating some buzz. You know, it's funny. I was at church the other day, and these people stopped me, and they started because they know about Puck Off.
Oh, right on.
And they started going off about Subban. This guy's wife was from Montreal, and she just wouldn't let it go, man. She was like, "This guy's the best." And,
yeah, well, he's
pretty impressive.
Him or Darty, right there.
Yeah,
but they. I just lost my train. But the Rangers, though. I mean, hell, even Nash is scoring a goal. kicked in a goal. I mean, they really kind of got it going a little bit. The Rangers, you know. I mean, and I could see Renizzisi being excited.
Yeah, he's excited.
You know what I mean? Like they look good. I mean, there's nothing you can say. They look good. I mean, I don't think they look as good as the Kings or even the Blackhawks, but they look good. You know, they're worthy. They're worthy Eastern Conference representatives.
Well, you want to see a good finals.
That's what I mean, but I think it will be good finals because it's New York and L.A., so they're going to – no matter what team – let's just say the Kings are on a roll. They're going to stretch – NBC is going to stretch out forever to make sure all those games are on the prime time that they want.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So everyone will get the rest – you know what I mean? It'll be like, even though they're down 2, they fly across the country, sit in a hotel room for 3 days. You know, it'll be a wacky series. I think momentum will switch up a couple times, you know. And it's going to be, you know, what's funny, I did not look up, I don't want to do it now, but I don't know, who would have home ice?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like I'm not going to do that. We'll do that next week.
How is that determined?
Well, by who had the most points. And so since
wouldn't that be Blackhawks?
No, I mean who would have home ice? Rangers or the Kings? I'm sorry, I was looking ahead. Sorry, Kings fans, I don't want to jinx you. The Blackhawks would definitely have home ice against the Rangers. Yeah. I don't know about the
Kings. Yeah,
I think the Kings probably had more points than the Rangers.
No, I'm guessing Kings. Well, I mean that is important though.
Oh, that's huge because that's what I'm saying. I think Western, you know, the Garden is still the Garden.
So you think that intimidates you a little bit and going
just,
in?
Just a little bit. I mean, I don't think it has the intimidation factor that it used to. Just because the blue shirts are priced out. Yeah. True. The upper deck is the yuppies. You know, the millionaires are in the front.
Yeah.
It's not like
the Garden.
It's not like the white collars in the front and the hoodlums are in the upper. Now it's like, you know, well, that's what they used to say. You know, that's what they said about the Penguins Arena was, Flyer Scott Hartnell said that, you know, he goes, it's not intimidating. It used to be very intimidating to go to the Pittsburgh Civic Arena.
Right.
The, you know, the rats were bigger than you in the dressing room, and then the fans are right there.
Those rats are on the payroll.
Yeah, the rats are on the payroll. And now it's, you know, luxury boxes, and half the people are in the wine section.
Yeah.
At the wine bar, you know. And I mean, and look at the way it is, and that's the way it is in the garden.
I know. It's gotten that way, isn't it? Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
You know. Well, because that intimidation factor is part of what home, you know, ice is all about. You know, that thing that you're worried about the crazy
going in
fans.
There. I mean, yeah. it's still, I mean, well, look at even Philly doesn't have it. They still have a more than that Pittsburgh and New York does, but they still don't have like it was in the spectrum where you people get the Philly flu.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of that is Dave Schultz and, you know, and the guys on the ice, but some of it still is the fans.
Well, sure.
That's but I still think going into the garden, hell, even having a couple of days off in New York, I'm sure the Kings aren't used to that.
Well, and that can get you too a little bit.
Oh, it sure can. That's why people used to laugh because the Knicks would get those Sunday afternoon games at noon. Well, half the other team wasn't back in their hotel till 5 a.m.
Well, Jay was telling me, right?
The great Jay Johnstone.
Great Jay Johnstone from my podcast with him. You know, he was telling me that when he played for the Cubs, that's what they would do. They would get the local bars that were the hot bars would have all the opposing team would go over there, you know, because they love coming to Chicago to party. So then he'd be watching batting practice the next day to see who had been out all night. He goes, I could tell who was down on Rush Street, man, by how they were swinging. And he goes, you could tell who was hungover. And that was part of the deal. You go to those party towns and, you know.
Right.
That can mess you up.
We'll see. We'll see who's playing. Cause it still could be Montreal against Chicago. That's what's.
You think they still got a shot?
Montreal, not so much. Chicago, a little bit more because I think it's hard to knock out the champs, and I don't think anyone but Taze has shown up.
Yeah, that's surprising to me.
You know what I mean? So let's see what happens. I mean, you know, it's so crazy about hockey. I mean, literally, you know, a high stick. Could change this whole series.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it could be 2-0. Could be 2-0. Chicago. It could be 2-0. LA. Game 5 there in the third period. 14 minutes left. Accidental high stick. 4-minute double minor. Boom. 2-2. Chicago wins in overtime. They have all the momentum. It goes back to I mean,
that can happen.
Oh, right. It's right. You know, if you watch it long enough.
But here's the thing.
Silly, that has happened.
Here's the thing that surprises me a little bit, although I guess this is just normal. But remember when the Kings were in a drought and couldn't score?
Yeah, we were right here.
Yeah, yeah. And was that pre-Gabrick? I think it might have been.
Yes, because it was pre-Olympics.
Yeah, and they couldn't get a goal. And they had pretty much the same lineup.
Except for Gabrick.
And, he's a big addition, but – you know, they just weren't putting the puck in the net with the same guys. Carter wasn't scoring, Richard, none of those guys. All of a sudden, they're scoring in droves.
Yeah.
And I think that's intimidating to the other team when you can score 3 goals as quickly as they did the other night in Chicago. Just boom, boom, boom.
As Engblom said, that those 70s line, they are so fast. They get up by so fast.
Well, you keep saying that Kopitar is one of the best, and he's got to be. I just love his playing style.
Well, yeah. Well, he's a Selke champ. He's a Selke finalist. That means Defensive Player of the Year, and he's also a great scorer. Yeah. I mean, he's great offensive. I mean, look at that top line. That is everything you want in life.
That's a loaded team, bro.
Kopitar at center, Dustin Brown working the corners. And then you have your sniper Gabrick. So
I love that line, man.
So Brownie brings the lumber, gets it back to Kopitar, and Kopitar the fancy dish to Gabrick right there,
You got it. That's a great line.
I mean, and then and that's the thing. Even their big players though, like Gerald Stoll, he's like 80% in faceoffs.
Oh, that
like
guy's. He's gritty too.
You need guys like that, you know. And Chicago has those guys. It's funny because Shaw came back. I thought he'd give them a boost. And he kind of did was push after the whistle a bunch of times.
I saw that.
You know what I mean? Like, usually, yeah, I think he's probably a little frustrated. But, you know, they're all probably a little frustrated. But I think they're going to – I think there's going to be a big response. And
Well, we'll see if they can come back.
And they'll have the last change. So, you know, their coach, their coach is ready for the last change. And he'll get the guys away. Although, that's the thing. Who are you going to pick on? You can pick on the Richards line, Mike Richards ain't chopped liver, you know.
Nope.
So, but with him and Clifford, and Lewis, you know, but I guess it's better, you know. I mean, just look at the matchups to see who they could go against, you know. I mean, he's going to have to get Taze and Kane out there together. He's going to, you know, he's up to mix it up.
He's a good coach, too. And that's what he's trying to do, is mix up those lines.
He is. It's just weird. Nothing's really going on for them.
You know, they look flat. And I think they also look a little stunned because they're not used to getting pushed around. They're the champs. And I think to all of a sudden, when I say pushed around, I mean in terms of goals that quickly against them. They're like, wow, that's a flood. So, you know, I think they're a little shocked. I think once they come out of that, they can start playing their game.
Well, they definitely,
if it's not too late.
They definitely got an easier – after the Kings, you know, you look at the Kings' path, and they were down 3-0 against, you know, easily one of the five best teams in hockey, came back and smoked them. Then, you know – dispatch the Ducks, and the Ducks are not.
Ducks are a good team.
Ducks
too,
are
man.
Good. Ducks are yeah. a good team and a hot little rookie goaltender.
Yeah,
and then now, and then with the Kings, you know, the Kings got the Blues, who whatever, they're big and stupid, you know, and then they got the Wild, which luckily just kind of beat, you know, the not to pick on the Wild, but you know, they beat the Avalanche. And I don't know. It was like, you know, the JV team against the Blackhawks. So, you know, the Blackhawks kind of stepped in here, and now they're kind of, you know, they're in the deep end of the pool, as we like to say. Yeah. And you know,
well, this is the first time in a couple of years where somebody's really.
And that's what I think. The Rangers got a good thing because the Rangers, you know, whatever you want to say, they got the Flyers in Pittsburgh, and they had a lot of playoff. They've had a nice tough run to get. You know,
they've played good, but you know what? I still think Montreal wins that series if they've got Price.
Yeah, I think we didn't have a chance because I even stepped away from picking it because I said it doesn't count now because Price was hurt. I was like, pat myself on the back. pick the Rangers because Price got hurt.
Right. But, you know, it's funny because you want to see a great final. Right. And, you know, you're saying that you think it would be. And if it was Rangers, Kings, I think I see a six-game series there.
Yeah, but I think six-game series are great.
Which ain't bad. Yeah.
No, you know, it's just missing a game seven. But yeah. which then I would definitely take the – well, look at that. It would be Quick versus Lundqvist doesn't lose game sevens either.
Man, that's a great matchup, man.
Imagine that. Game seven, New York versus L.A. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's a cross-country series. That's a pretty good one.
What did you speaking of the New York and L.A., what did you think of Slash's national anthem? Did you catch that?
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It was great. It was great. And it was so L.A. I thought it was just great. Like now – because, you know, we usually have the great Pia – Toscano,
right?
Whoever she is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, super hot chick.
Yeah, she's hot,
super hot, and can really sing.
Yeah,
not only from singing, but she's really great. But if you didn't catch it, Slash did a Jimi Hendrix style national
anthem. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, especially because it was L.A. and it was great. It'd been so sick. But I get you don't want to step on the national anthem, I guess. But I just think it'd have been sweet if you just gave a couple chords of Welcome to the Jungle. That would have been sweet, right?
I would have liked that.
Yeah. But I'm just glad it was just Slash. So, like, the next thing wasn't like, oh, tomorrow's like CC from Poison or something. I'm glad it was like, it was back.
See, I'd like to see CC out there. Come on, man.
But I mean, I'm glad it was like, they're not going to like taint Slash's. By bringing like, I'm glad it
well,
was.
Well, Slash is classic. You gotta stick with that.
Yeah.
And then back to Pia. You know. But that's cool that they did that because he's an LA guy and that gives it that vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, you know? it was bad. It was totally badass because I think the sad thing for my family about the Montreal getting this, well, tonight's final, get the final, Jeanette Renault.
Is that who it is?
That's she's the Montreal opera singer.
Oh, okay.
That sings the national anthem. Would they have a hot?
Well, don't they have that guy? Who's that guy with the?
I know what you're thinking of, but in Montreal they have a chick, hot girl, kind of like Pia Hot, sings the American anthem.
Oh, okay.
And then they go, and now special guest.
Then that guy comes out.
No. She's a woman. She's a big old opera lady.
Oh.
Who has heart problems, but they say it's good for her heart because she's so happy when she sings. And she belts out "Oh Canada" to the
Oh.
Hill. What you're thinking of is in Ottawa.
Oh, Ottawa.
They have the Mountie.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, and that guy's name, I did my homework this week. His name is Lydon Sledge.
Lydon.
I think I'm pronouncing it correctly.
I hope
so. I want to look him up because I didn't want to call him the Mountie.
He was the singer for the Sex Pistols.
Right? He probably does get kinky, that guy in his outfit.
That guy, yeah.
He wears the tight uniform.
Yeah.
But he goes nuts even on regular season games.
Man, I love that.
He just goes the Mountie.
That's a great anthem, too.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. It really is. It's the best anthem. I mean, it's the best anthem.
And if they ever need anyone to sing half of it in French, call me.
Well, we're going to have you. Well,
I know half of it.
Well, you know what? Maybe if the Canadians make it, maybe you'll be that. Maybe the Pia, it'll be Pia sing the American. And you'll get, Is KLOS's king sponsor or whatever?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what? I would love to go to a game in Montreal, though. That's something I've always thought would be like a
mecca. Yeah, I've never done that.
I never neither. I would just think that'd be the mecca experience for hockey, though.
We got to call the big bot. We'll have to get Darren in here. We're going to write a check.
Yeah, let's hook it up, Darren. Come on, man. We need to do a remote.
Yeah, remote. Yeah, we're at the Barney's Beanery. No, we're going to go to the Bell Center.
I just keep thinking that's a great spot for it, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just when they do all of the the pregame where when they do the kid lights the fire, but they show all the championships.
Right, right.
It's like they have more championships than I think some of the teams have seasons. Right?
By the way, I was there. That's the spot for it's like going to Yankee Stadium for baseball.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you this though. I was there. You mentioned fire. I was there the night that Wild Wing caught on fire. That was the Ducks' mascot, and they had him jumping through this hoop of fire, and his wing caught on fire, and he's shaking it, and there's smoke coming up, and the crowd's going crazy because they think it's part of the shtick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the guy was really on fire.
I think
he's all right. I don't know.
I think I told this story on the air way back in our first couple of episodes. I was at the Detroit because I went to see Detroit play the Sharks, and Sharky was caught up in the high wire of the he was gonna like come down, bungee jump in or something.
He got caught
and he was stuck. Yeah,
nice, Sharky.
And they had to stop. They didn't stop at the beginning of the game for like the first 10 minutes. Because I was watching,
he's still up there.
I think that guy's up there. And then like some of the Red Wings are like, look at this, Shark's up there. they had to get him down. They had to call in like the legitimate like fire. And
oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I think I told that story before, but in the first couple episodes, I think I told that one. But yeah, that was a class. I used to always go see the Red Wings, and I always see the Pens play the Sharks, Red Wings play the Sharks, like Blackhawks play the Sharks, like all the big teams.
Yeah,
when they would come to town. The national anthem guy though, I don't like. I looked him up too. Why did I have to look him up? I know his name. I don't like Rene Rancourt from the Boston Bruins.
Oh, Rancourt, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like his gloves and his little maestro thing. And
I think that's who I was thinking of, actually. It was that guy.
The guy from Boston. Yeah, you're not a fan either?
No.
No.
With the gloves.
Yeah.
The gloves don't make it for me.
Nah, you're a magician. What do you do? You're singing the national anthem.
If a dove comes flying out there, maybe I'd be impressed. But.
And I used to love Penguins guy Jeff Jemerson, who actually knows my dad pretty well.
What was his deal?
Now he's come to this thing where he's like letting the fans sing with him.
Oh, that's not good.
And it's like that's what they do in Chicago.
The whole point of having
that's
the
what
guy,
they do though. In Chicago. Though.
I know, but
that's Chicago's tradition. That's why Chicago has one of the greatest traditions there is, because they scream it with the guy.
But I'd rather hear the guy.
Yeah, because Jimerson has a great voice.
Yeah, that's why you got the guy.
Exactly. It's like why when you go to concerts. That's why like I'll never see Lynyrd Skynyrd again. Because I love Skynyrd,
right?
But Ronnie's brother, the guy who's singing now, he's a great voice and cool dude. But every song is, you know the words, help me out. Well, I didn't pay $75 to sing.
Yeah, come on, exactly. Come on, dude.
Yeah,
it's like when they turn the mic around and hold it out to the crowd. No,
right?
Those guys can't sing.
No, yeah.
Well, you know.
But that's the other couple. I should let the captain speak. Other points of news this weekend is that Barry Trotz is now the coach of the Washington Capitals. Well, so I can breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah, you know, I sent a thing to my buddy who's a fan, Dan Godfrey, who runs the Improvs. I sent him a thing, and I said, "Looks like you got the trots again," because he's Washington. Is that a good pick or a bad pick?
Well, it's interesting for Washington. I think he's a good coach, and I think he gets a lot out of mediocrity, which I think. But he had a huge run-in with. I can't think of his name right now, but one of the guys that came over from Russia and then ended up skipping playoff games to party.
Oh, really?
And they had to throw him off the team. So he basically badmouthed Russians to death. So, you know, he's going to have the number one Russian on his team. So yeah, I hope he got over. Speaking of number one Russian.
Wasn't there a world championship?
World championships, Ovechkin and Malkin put on a clinic. Literally, Malkin had a bunch of points. He scored the game winner. Him and Ovechkin looked amazing on the power
play.
Where
were they during, for their team? Well, yeah. Ovi had a pretty good year. And Malkin did too, but in the playoffs.
Well, you know what? And it was funny because Malkin was actually diving in the net to save a goal at the end of the game. Yeah, I've never seen him do that for the Penguins, but yeah, I can honestly say, though, that he played hard.
How was that World Championship? Did you watch some of that?
I watched a lot of it because I'm a hockey junkie.
And how do the Russians look?
The Russians look really good. It was almost like the monkey of the Olympics. It's almost like they wanted to win and they didn't have the pressure of the Olympics. And Putin was there.
Was he? Yeah.
I guess because it was funny because I said, well, Malkin played great in Belarus, wherever that is. And someone tweeted me back. A map, and Belarus is kind of like Russia. It's right next to Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
Was probably Russia 20 years ago.
I think it was. Sure, all that area was.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They all bailed. by the way, have you seen the commercial with Oshie? TJ Oshie?
Yes. Enlighten me, though. I forget what the guy 100 times I've seen it.
The guy walks out, and he's like a nerdy guy, and he gets in the net, and then Oshie starts taking the shots on him. And then the last one comes pretty close down the five hole.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a cute little commercial.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, I've seen
those top guys can dial in their shots pretty much that well, can't they?
Yeah. They're really
top dudes.
Because you can see on the plates. At the All-Star game when they hold the plates up and they got to break the plates?
Yeah.
And the top guys always do it?
Yeah. Those guys, yeah.
You're a goaltender, so I can ask you. I almost think that it's – those guys pinpointing their shots exactly where they want them to go is so marvelously outrageous. It's but I can kind of believe that.
Well, you can believe
it. But when goaltenders make some saves and they're like, oh, they spotted it. I don't know. Just seems like it's luck.
Yeah, a lot of times you're flailing.
Yeah.
And the worst thing for a goalie is people in front of the net, because you can't see. And that's the whole thing. And that's why if you got those, that's what the Kings are doing. They're sending their big bodies down front.
Right.
Even if they don't score, you're distracted. As a goalie, what happens is you get emotionally pissed at the guy that's, in your way. So you start focusing on him and then somebody scores from over here, because your focus is taken,
Right.
So that's the whole thing is sending guys down front.
Yeah, and Sutter plays big boy hockey.
Yeah, well, he's got the big boys,
That's the other genius of what he did, though. Remember, because he came in, the Kings were struggling, and he came in. The first thing he did was he called up King and Nolan.
Yeah,
and Nolan's been a healthy scratch this playoffs, but he's a big boy, and King's a big boy. The first thing he did was put an extra 60 pounds on the bench.
Yeah,
just
right.
Just a forecheck. Yeah. Saw the Kings just skating around. It's not a free skate.
No.
It's the NHL, and the Sutters know that.
Well, and it's got to be intimidating to the other team to think, all right, I got to knock that guy out of the way. He's 6'4", 230. How am I getting him out of here?
Yeah.
I think that's probably what's in Chicago's head right now. But I think you're right. Going back home, they're going to get some confidence going. They are the champs.
Yeah.
I don't think that series is over.
No. I picked the Kings. I said 7. Didn't think it'd be 3-1. But I knew the Kings would have to win. If I pick them in 7, they got to win in Chicago. So I saw it coming. We'll see. I think it's 6 or 7. I would be shocked if they beat them in 5. I would really not shocked shocked that I don't think the Kings are that good, but shocked that Chicago just laid down. No, I'm not going to say laid down, but I mean, did they beat Chicago in five?
That's, no, I think Chicago will come back at home.
Yeah, they. I mean, they have to, right?
But I still think Kings win that.
Yes.
And then I think it's Kings-Rangers.
Kings-Rangers. And I think the worst thing that could happen to the Kings if they do win in five. I think the Kings want to play a little longer.
Well, you know something? I wanted to ask you about that.
Because I think the date is set, right? The date's set. Like, they're playing – the game one is like – of the finals is probably next Saturday no matter – or Saturday no matter – or whatever, no matter what, right?
Well, yeah. You know, that's the traditional argument, though. And because I had this talk with Jay Johnson about baseball in the World Series. You know, I'm a Tiger fan, so the Tigers swept a couple years ago.
Right.
Swept Oakland, and then they had to play St. Louis in the World Series. But they had a week to sit there.
Yeah.
And I go, well, they, you know, there's always the debate. Well, do you need the rest or do you need the momentum? And Jay said, I'll take the momentum anytime. He said, because if you're resting, you get rusty quick. And I think that does happen. You get a little rusty. So if you win too early, that can hurt you.
Right.
You know, you're sitting while the other team's playing. You're losing a little bit of edge, I think. You know, and then I guess if you're banged up, you need the rest.
Yeah.
You know, but that's always an argument. What would you think on that?
Baseball, I definitely think that rest is no good. And I've never played past, you know, whatever, 12 years old. Hockey, though. I think hockey is good like 3-4 days, and then that's it. Like I think you want to like win in five, win in six, right. Then you get like if the other team. Well, you want to win. I think you want to win one before the other team.
Yeah.
So if the other team goes seven, you go six. You know, so you have those 2 extra days. Let the bumps kind of heal. You feel a little bit better. You have like maybe 2 legitimate days off. Then you have a couple hard practices. I don't think you want to sit around for a week when you've been on a roll.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so at all.
Kills that momentum. And
I think your skaters get together, get back. You know, I think, you know, a period, maybe you get shell-shocked or down 1-0. I think a period is one thing. I mean, your skaters, I think, can get back into it in like a period and a half. I think it's your goalie that gets rusty.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure that's true.
You know?
But I think also your scorers a little bit because, you know, once you get on a roll scoring, you want to stay on
right.
it. You know? But I also think, you know, like it hurt the Kings coming off that Ducks series to have such a quick game one in Chicago.
Right.
You know, they didn't have much rest. They got to fly across the country. I thought they were a little off their game that first period.
Oh, they were. But I think the finals, they don't do that. That's why I think the finals, the day is already set.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like the finals, like it's like on regular NBC, like they know.
Yeah.
So I don't know when that day is. I guess I should look that up too.
We didn't do our research.
Well, I looked up who's singing national anthems around the country.
Well, that was important though. You know, that was pretty cool actually.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff we'll be doing a lot of in the summer. In fact, we're gonna find every national anthem.
Maybe we'll have Jeanette Reneau live.
If we can get him, that'd be great.
Well, it's a girl. She's a big lady, Frage.
Oh, that's the one in
Montreal.
Montreal, yeah. So she's like the Kate Smith of Montreal?
Well, she's alive, so I don't know.
But that same kind of idea.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I'll be in Philly in 2 weeks, so I don't want to speak bad about their national anthem. But I'm not really into the old lady and the young girl. And, you know, I don't know how you feel about that, the black and white video.
I like the hot babe.
Yeah, yeah. And there's enough dark, you know, hot girls in Philly. You know, I think they can retire the old folks.
I like to see Pia in a Mountie outfit. That's for a whole different fantasy.
Yeah, Pia on a horse.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, man, it's exciting, you know.
It's good times.
Yeah.
Well, we it's just me and the captain this week.
Man, it was fun, though.
Good times.
Good time. And you know, you did good research on the anthems. Let's see. I guess we want to give a pick here. What do you think? What's our final?
That's still the same for me. I mean, the Kings and I picked the Kings. I it may not go seven now, but if it does, I said beginning Kings and seven. And like I said, I just said this is gonna be the Rangers and
I think Rangers Kings.
Rangers Kings, and then we'll be back next week. I will be in Cleveland, Ohio, at Hilarities.
Back on the
Monday morning podcast tour. It's Lawhead's home turf and the great Paul Verzi and me, and it should be fun. And
it's a great tour.
And you're back KLOS.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe I'll call. I'll be whenever you want.
I'd love to have
in.
You call, man.
Okay, whenever.
Because hockey's hot right now.
You're right. Well, what was the time difference and everything? So I'll be able to do it.
We'll figure it out. I'd love to have you on the show. Sweet. And thanks for the plug, man. I'm really excited that I'm back on there and it seems to be going good. So
all I ask is more AC/DC.
Well, it's a long way to the top, homie. All right, we're going to hook that up. Thanks for joining us here on Puck Off. Joel, thank you. Great job. And we'll see you next time, guys. Enjoy these games.